With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Food bank staff are hoping a return to fall will mean an increase in donations. Executive Director of the Queens County Food Bank, Shelley Panzik, and her staff of 20 volunteers supply 350 people in Queens with food every month. Panzik says warmer weather means a significant drop in donations.
There's not a lot of groups getting together and saying, okay, we're going to do this for the food bank. We're going to run this week for the food bank or this month for the food bank. We don't have any of that in June, July, and August.
The Queens County Food Bank has been relying on a shipment of food it receives each Monday from Feed Nova Scotia. But Panzik says even that source is drying up since pandemic restrictions have lifted and people have started to return to their normal routines.
People were donating to the food bank like crazy during this all. They were loaded. Feed Nova Scotia was loaded. Now they're getting down. They have nothing. I probably was getting 1,200 kilograms, and we're down now to 8. And each week it's going down and down of what supplies are coming in from them, right?
Donations from Sobeys and Superstore account for the rest of the supplies currently lining the shelves at their Main Street Liverpool location. Panzik says the decline in donations come as the food bank is seeing an increase in the number of people using their services since the pandemic. She says what's needed to ensure they can continue to serve the community is a regular stream of donations, either through the drop boxes at local grocery stores or by monthly donation to Feed Nova Scotia. To learn how to donate to the Queens County Food Bank, you can head to their Facebook page. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.